The information in this recording has been produced by Eastleigh Borough Council. Normally, at this time of year, the Borough Council distributes the summer edition of the Eastleigh Borough News. As a result of the current restrictions caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, it has been decided not to produce this publication. In its place, a leaflet describing how the Borough Council is managing the key services it provides is being distributed to every resident. This leaflet contains a reminder on what you should be doing to reduce the impact of the coronavirus. Coronavirus, important information from your council. Stay at home. Protect the NHS. Save lives. Only go outside for food, health reasons, or work, but only if you cannot work from home. If you do go out, stay 2 meters, 6 feet, away from other people at all times. Wash your hands as soon as you get home. Do not meet others, even friends or family. You can spread the virus even if you don't have symptoms. Information about coronavirus is being updated regularly. This leaflet is based on information available as of the 14th of April 2020. The leaflet also contains topics including protecting your waste team and keeping essential services running, how to get financial support, being a good neighbour, staying well at home, staying informed, and how to get help with essential supplies or someone to talk with. We begin with a message from Council Leader, Councillor Keith House, and the Council Chief Executive, Nick Tustian, who say, Eastleigh Borough Council, supporting you. As your council, our number one priority during this crisis is the health and well-being of you, our residents, our own staff, and the many people who work in the borough. We also want to support our local businesses during these very difficult times. Alongside our partners, we're doing our utmost to ensure that vital services are maintained, that you are kept informed, and that help is in place for members of our community who need it most. We are determined that no one suffers undue hardship, and have quickly put support in place if you are struggling to pay council tax. We're channeling financial help to struggling businesses, and we're also coordinating support for our most vulnerable residents through our local response centre by partnering with some brilliant community and voluntary organisations. In many ways, the coronavirus crisis has brought out the best in our communities, and by working together and following the guidelines to stay at home, protect the NHS, and save lives, we can lessen its impact and look ahead to the period of recovery. We'd like to take this opportunity to pay tribute to council staff who are going that extra mile, to our colleagues in the NHS and emergency services, and those in frontline roles in shops and services and community volunteers who are working beyond the call of duty to support and protect the people of Eastleigh Borough.
Help protect our waste team and keep essential services running. Disposing of personal waste. If you or someone in your household is showing symptoms, there are two simple rules for disposing of personal waste like tissues. Double bag it. Put personal waste in disposable rubbish bags and then place into another bag, ensuring it is kept separate from other waste. Do not put it out for collection for at least 3 days or 72 hours. Food waste recycling paused. To minimise risk to staff, we're pausing food waste recycling, that's the brown bin collections. For the time being, please put food waste in your black bin instead. please try to reduce your waste as much as possible and compost if you can. Keep your bin handles clean. Please take extra care to disinfect or clean the handle of your wheeled bin or box when you put it out and after collection. This is an extra precaution to reduce the risk of passing on any infection. Do not put out extra bags of household waste. Our crews are working flat out and are unable to collect additional bags, which can also increase the risk of infection. Reduce waste as much as possible and, if necessary, think about how you can store rubbish safely and split it over your next few collections to make sure it fits in your bins. Sign up to receive updates from us at eastleigh.gov.uk/weekly news. Get financial support. If the coronavirus situation has left you in financial difficulty and you are struggling to pay your council tax, we can help you through payment reductions and deferrals. If you're currently on a low income and are eligible for council tax support, please don't delay in making an application. Find out more by visiting eastleigh.gov.uk/coronavirus-financial-help, or you can email revbens@eastleigh.gov.uk or call 023 8068 8470. Local businesses may also be eligible for a range of support. Find out more by visiting eastleigh.gov.uk/business/coronavirus. Be a good neighbour. With us all spending more time in our homes, it's more important than ever to look out for your neighbours and think about their well-being. Follow these tips. Bin, don't burn. Coronavirus can cause breathing problems, so don't fill the air with bonfire smoke. Be a considerate parker. Please allow enough space for the emergency services, urgent deliveries, waste collection vehicles, and people using the pavement to get by. Keep the noise down. Continuous noise can be very disturbing when we are all staying at home. Think carefully about your neighbours if you are undertaking noisy work in your home.
Stay well at home. Establish a routine. A routine can help bring stability in times of uncertainty. Set your alarm clock for the same time each morning, eat meals at set times, and keep a regular exercise slot. Exercise daily. Exercise keeps you physically fit, improves sleep, and reduces stress and anxiety. Whether it's walking or dancing to your favourite tune, just aim to do something you enjoy every day. Avoid unhealthy snacking. Try preparing some healthy options at the start of each day for when temptation arises. Drink plenty of water and hide the biscuit tin. Take time for your mind. Keep your mind stimulated. Read a book, do a puzzle or a crossword. Learn a new skill or improve an existing one. Take in nature from your window or garden. Stay connected. Reach out to family and friends. Pick up the phone or write a letter. If you're tech savvy, try group chats or even host a virtual quiz night. To help others, you can volunteer as a check-in and chat volunteer at the website eastleigh.gov.uk/coronavirus-volunteer. Stay informed. There are several ways to keep up to date with changes to council services. We're publishing regular updates to our website. You can also sign up to our weekly email by visiting the website eastleigh.gov.uk/weeklynews or follow us on social media. Other websites, Hampshire County Council, including social care, can be found at hants.gov.uk/coronavirus. The UK government at the website gov.uk/coronavirus. And health information can be found at the website nhs.uk/coronavirus. Don't forget, you can access most of our services through our website, eastleigh.gov.uk.
Do you need help getting supplies or someone to talk with? If you're self-isolating because you are particularly vulnerable to coronavirus and don't have anyone nearby who can support you, we can help. We can arrange the collection and delivery of food, prescription medicines, and other essential items. We can put you in touch with someone you can chat to. Contact us on 023 8068 8000, or you can email coronavirus-support@eastleigh.gov.uk or visit the website eastleigh.gov.uk/coronavirus-support. We have a team of people who will ask for some details from you and will either deliver ourselves or pass your details on to the community group closest to where you live. For the Chandler's Ford help, call 07340 910 784. For Eastleigh Community Aid, visit eastleigh-aid.uk or call 023 8111 2019. Or to contact King's Community Church, visit communityhub@kccsouthampton.org.
That completes the recording of a leaflet produced by Eastleigh Borough Council, and this was a joint production between the Borough Council and the Southampton Area Talking Echo. It was presented to you by Chris and Jenny and was produced in accordance with the current social distancing regulations.